Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, man. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good world. I want to say hello to each and every one of you all tonight. Hope that God has blessed you all. Right now, listen to what we got going on.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. And I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I guess all that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could one final glance, one final
we need some more volume.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Bruns Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry. bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way. Hello, Grudge World. Hello to each and every one that's on the show tonight. God bless all you all, the ones that's on, the ones that's not on. Love goes out to the whole grudge world. I don't know how many people on here tonight or if anyone's on here tonight. But I surely would like to know when are these fellas going to get in gear. I know everybody know that the track was going to start opening up. And I can't sit up and tell nobody what to do. All I can do is sit back because I'm a fan and watch and see what they finna put down, you know. That's just the way it goes. So tonight I'm going to have a open show tonight for anybody that got anything to say about the fact of getting ready and getting started and when will they get ready and when they get started. That goes for any and everyone on the show. Y'all can put your hands up and talk to us. I know a lot of times y'all be on the show, y'all don't want to come in and speak your mind, and the opportunity's there. Because like I say, the show ain't about me. I'm just opening the show to get y'all a little bit to do what y'all do. I say this almost every time that I open up a show. And that's only because I mean it, because Uncle Larry ain't just a person that loves the game. I love to watch the game. I love to watch them do what they do, you know, and just waiting on it to happen. And all I can't watch, I want to sit back and hear about. Yeah. Hello, Brother Eddie. How you doing, Brother Eddie? Are you all right? Brother Eddie. Hello. We don't have nobody on the show tonight. Brother Kids, you on the show? Maybe something happened to the show or something. I don't know. Yeah. So we just wondered if anybody on the show want to raise their hand and get some commentary about it. I know some of the fans should be ready to see some racing too. And I know it's a whole bunch of them. Because I know in Chicago, that's where the greatest fan set always been. You know, so my thing with that is I'm just trying to wait for somebody to key up and come on in and say something. Other than that, you know, if y'all don't, this group don't feel like it, then we'll see if we can put another record or something on, or until somebody come in that want to cue in, because I don't want to sit up here and do all the talking by myself. You know, so If you got another another song, Brother Eddie, you can go ahead on and play it.
Thank you. Hey, kid, hit the one button so I can bring you up to the top. Hit the one button. I had to put you back on mute. I don't know if you hit it already. There we go. That's what we talk about.
Yes, sir. Who we got out there?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, brother Kit?
Yeah, nothing much. Same
Everything
old shit,
good
just a
you?
Different day.
Yes,
yep,
sir.
Same old shit, just a different day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what's going on with you, brother Kit?
Oh, nothing much.
Sitting back just chilling, huh?
Yep, yep. Looking at a little basketball.
Yeah, okay. You know, I kind of came on and asked the question tonight. I
what
know
was that?
You didn't listen to the Winter Nationals, and I'm pretty sure just about everybody knew when the track was going to open back up. I don't
mm-hmm.
know the availability. I don't know the availability of it, but I just wonder who all gonna go ahead on and get down, man. You know, because it's the time. The time
that remains
season.
To be seen.
Oh, come
that
on,
remains
kid.
To be seen.
That sounds doubtful, man. Yeah,
yep.
That sounds kind of doubtful. Yeah. And, you know, they always got the flow back. We're going to give them the flow. When they can lock in their races
mm-hmm.
and go back and listen to them and so far and so on. And, oh, that's done. Now it's time for the big show. I know I want to see
mm-hmm.
it, kid. I want to see some of it. And I want to see some
mm-hmm.
of it here, you know, and hear about some of it somewhere else or whatever the case might be, you know. Just been a racer fan, man. Just a racer fan. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I've been sitting back waiting on. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard a whole lot of talk through the weather. I sit back and listen to it. But you already know. You know I listen to it. I
oh, yeah. Well, that's every year. Ain't nothing new.
Oh, man. Come on, kid.
That is nothing new.
Nothing new at all. Yeah. Well, I got the flow open for them. They come on in and do whatever they're gonna do. Yeah.
As my buddy Bobby Cole would say, you got to show up to show out.
Oh man. Yeah. But a lot of them been showing up and ain't showing out, correct? Yeah.
That's the problem.
What's going on? Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that is the problem. I wonder where Bud Ryan at. I ain't heard from Ryan in a while.
I don't know. He's probably getting ready. He got a couple more weeks. Well, you got to be down in Steele, Alabama.
Yeah, that's probably what he's gonna try to get himself together.
Yep.
He got a few races locked in, ain't he?
Yeah. As far as I know.
Well, he gonna go, kid.
Yeah,
Ryan gonna go. I don't know what the outcome going to be for him or whoever he's running against, but I know Ryan going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's known for that. I wonder what can we do to get them all to go, though.
Yep.
Yeah. What race you looking forward to, man?
What race am I looking forward to?
Yes, sir.
I want to see Cal City Cal and Josh Lowe. I want to see Tate and Josh Lowe. And I want to see Salty Bits and Joseph Wells if it materialized, you know. thought the bitch had hurt the motor or whatever, so I don't know if they got it back ready to go yet or not.
Yeah.
That's off the top of my head, yep.
Yeah.
What about Chuck and Mudbone?
Oh man.
Yeah. Kid, he said, what about Chuck and Mudbone?
Chuck told me Big Ed ain't finna do nothing, so don't even bring his name up. Threaten me too.
Oh no.
Yeah. I got to take a personal threat very seriously, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, Ed, are you in that, Ed?
Yeah, it sounds like Kid said somebody threatened him.
Yep.
Who threatened you, Kid?
Chuck.
Man, don't worry about that, chump. I got your back on that, man. You ain't got nothing to worry about that.
told me don't mention Mudbone in no kind of racing conversation. I said, okay.
Well, you know why, kid? The reason why he said that because it terrifies him when he hit a name. So I can understand on that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so.
Right. Okay, then.
And it should terrify his whole crew because after we slap Cal through the cow, and then we slap him, and we're going to keep on going down the line like dominoes. We ain't going to slap.
Oh, man. Not you ain't going to knock him down like bowling pins, are you?
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Man, that's very disrespectful to Chi-Town Most Wanted, Big Ed.
Who?
That's very disrespectful to Chi-Town Most Wanted. You know, I don't think they're going to take kindly to...
Who is that?
Chi-Town Most Wanted. Okay.
We turned the clocks off for them. The clock is off for them.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I don't understand how you're going to just put me in any position. And it says Mudbone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
But I ain't going to talk about it no more because I want to be ready so when he start coming back smart and mouthing and all that, I want to be able to say, hey, man, lock in, pick a date. But right now, I can't do that. So I'm going to back up.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to just lay low, Eddie?
I got to.
Okay. Yes, indeed. So we got anybody on the show?
Well, a lot of people on the show.
Ain't nobody raising their hands. They don't want to talk to us. Don't see why they don't want to talk to us. We're friendly. No. They should be able to tell that. Nobody might get muted and, you know, nobody... He's trying to rule and govern over nobody, even though we don't agree. You know, just come in and over the floor to them and give them the floor back so they can come on in and have their fun. Enjoy themselves. Speak their mind. Whatever the case might be. You know. Because I'd like to hear them myself.
I got a question that doesn't pertain to drag racing or whatever. It pertains to the crime that's going on in the city of Chicago or whatever, in the surrounding areas. Now, you got all these 12, 13, 14-year-old, 15-year-old teenagers, right?
Yeah.
That's doing all this crime. Where are the parents at of these teenagers?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody tell me? Where
That's
are the parents?
Question. Well, I mostly see them show up when something happened to one of the kids. That's what I see. I mostly see them when something happened to one of them gets shot or killed or.
They was the best kid in the world. Didn't do no kind of wrong. Grade A student.
Wow.
Like I said, where are the parents at to these 12, 13, 14-year-old kids at? Where the parents?
Well, wow. That's a hell of a question, man.
Hey,
yeah.
Kids.
Yeah.
You know, most of these parents is scared of the kids. Because the kids are fucked them up. These kids, these days, them motherfuckers on them pills and shit. They ain't got no control over once they get a certain age and get on them pills and start running out there doing the wild shit. Hey, man. That's just how it is, man. So most of the parents are there. They scared of the kids.
Uh-huh.
They love them, but they can't do nothing with them. So then...
So
the law got to deal with them. Until the law catch up with them, they just running buck wild. And that's all that is, man. And then once
he
killed or something, then it was the best kid in the world. They even tell that lie.
Right, exactly. You mean to tell me you carry this goddamn kid for 9 months, but you can't control him? That's the biggest motherfucking bullshit in town.
Hey, but the law is part of the problem. It's the law that tells you, okay, he broke into somebody's house, he stole somebody's car, but don't put your hands on him or you'll be sitting in the cell next to him.
Yeah, well.
What can you do? What can you do? The kid make the phone call. My mama just beat me with a stick. Okay, they coming to arrest the mama. What he do? They don't care what he did. He made the call.
You know,
your mama going to jail.
You know what, Mark? That's a chance I'm gonna have to take.
Yeah, that I understand. Yeah.
That's a chance I'm gonna have to take.
Yes, that's great.
It's like they got some handcuffs.
Yeah, because, see, I wasn't brought up like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Me too. But they got it out here, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right. Because I was brought up, if you fuck up, you're going to get fucked up.
Yeah. And in my day, you going to get multiple ass whoopings. Mom going to get you, daddy going to get you, grandma going to get you, the neighbor might whoop your ass.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So that is the problem. You got the goddamn parents want to be friends with their kids. It's not like that.
Right. Yeah.
That's what's got the whole situation all fucked up.
Yeah.
You want to sit around and smoke weed with them and drink with them and can on? No. You don't do no shit like that with no kids.
Well, let me tell you what I believe is going to happen. In a minute, one of these little bastards is going to do something so heinous that they're going to start putting some laws and putting some time on these punks.
I mean, you carjacking somebody with a gun, armed carjacking, armed violence, and you get caught, you might well just pull over if they get behind you because, you know, your parent come get you out of jail on an I-bomb. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The jail put them on probation.
If it was left up to me, they wouldn't get no motherfucking bond.
No,
I don't know where they're gonna get a bond, goddamn it. If I let him go, you're gonna have to sit in his motherfucking place.
The first time you're gonna get a mandatory 2 years the first time, and like that young punk that did it 5 times since he been out on court. No, after the first time, the shit triples. The next time, you get 6 years added on to that 2 years, and after that, you go up to 18 years. You did it the third time.
They got to lock these motherfuckers up instead of patting them on their motherfucking ass.
Right.
That ain't gonna work.
And then like we see all these billboards. I had these billboards in the neighborhood with their picture on it. Something, something, something.
Yep.
He did this. He robbed
exactly.
these people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, you can end up right
exactly.
there, too, following me. Follow his lead.
Yep.
We got room for you.
Mm-hmm.
We got
to
have
need to hold the
tolerance, otherwise we can't win.
They need to hold the parents responsible.
But a lot of cases, kid, the goddamn parent ain't too much older than the damn kid.
Yep. I mean, every fucking day you turn on the news or whatever, these motherfuckers out here just acting a goddamn fool.
Yeah. Look, now they robbing in packs. They stealing vehicles, ramming through buildings, and stealing all the merchandise. But then they dumbasses is going on the internet with it because they got it now. They can't sell it. They ain't dumb, smart enough to palm it off. So they go on the internet and they dumbasses getting caught.
Yep. And the state's attorney, the Cook County state's attorney, they need to get a better one in there because she ain't doing shit.
Yeah, I ain't impressed with Miss Fox at all. Not at all.
That's just like the motherfucker. About 3 or 4 weeks ago now, he got caught up out there in DuPage County. So he was bragging about if he was in Cook County, he would be out in 2 or 3 days. My man out there told him, "Say you ain't in Cook County, you're in DuPage County, and you're going to suffer the consequences."
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, so I just tuned in. Was there a subject today, a discussion, a main discussion today, or we just throwing chewing the fat?
Freelancing. That's all it is.
All right. First of all, let me take a moment to speak to my host and my partner, Uncle Larry. What's happening?
What's going on, Big Mark? How you doing, man?
I've been skinnier, but otherwise I'm fine.
Okay, that's fine then. Either way. Yeah, either way, it's fine.
Yes, sir. I thought I also heard my big hamburger eating head buddy in the background. What up, Eddie?
What up, Ma? What's going on, man?
Nothing much, my brother. Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Calling in my support for my clock's old brothers.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, and well, good to be recognized, man, as such.
Yes, sir. Clock off till the world blew up, goddammit.
Yes, sir.
Where the watermelon man? He on here tonight.
Yeah, he on mute.
He might be tied up, man, you know. He probably got a lot of things going on over there, just like I do. I'm up here trying to celebrate a little bit, being outside for the first time in damn near a year up here at the Dells, man. With my
yeah, I thought I saw something about you
myself.
Up there at the Dells.
Yeah, man. Hanging out. And I'm still taking the time out. I'm still taking the time out to try to run this board to let Uncle Larry get his show off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down to down for clocks off, man. It's for the team. It's for the team. I'm taking one for the team. That's all.
There you go.
Anybody go out to 41 today?
I wish. I still wanted to. I couldn't do it. I'm going to try to, well, depending on what the weather like next weekend, I'm going to try to go Sunday. I ain't going to be able to go both days, but I'm going to try to go Sunday.
I could be wrong, kid, but I'm thinking Jeremiah and somebody supposed to have raced today up there, and it's supposed to have been that they were going to let just that one grud race get off if that was the day Jeremiah said.
I think that's in May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't
so.
Know. It sounds like they were trying to race today, the way they're talking.
Yeah.
It's supposed to have been an event or something going on, class race and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Him and Three Lug. Yeah,
right,
I think
him
so.
Him and Three Lug. That's right. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Him and Three Lug.
Right, I ain't know.
I think it's in May. Yeah.
Yeah, the way they're talking, like it was today.
Chip,
you
I
know,
think it's
that's
the,
why I, was,
I think it's the week after Bobby Cole's race. Which is
okay,
the end of the month.
Okay, there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I ain't heard nothing about
like
nobody
that.
Out at 41 today. I don't know what went on, but
yeah.
If so, somebody might come on and talk about it.
Yeah, well, if you went from Chicago, you had to take an alternate route anyway. Because they're working on about a 10-mile stretch of the road, goddammit, before you get to the track. And it was shut down in both directions. We couldn't get on 41.
Take that little farm access road.
Yeah, well, if you were leaving the city, all you had to do was just goddamn it, get on 80-94 and take it to 65 and take 65 all the way to 14 and then come back west.
Oh, okay.
I've never been down through there on Highway 1.
Uh-huh.
You would have to go down through St. Anne's and shit. Little Hick Towns, the police got them looking for anything they can goddamn make a dollar off of. You don't want to be stopping in them little small-ass towns.
I'm telling you. Hey, is Beecher still bad?
Huh?
Is Beecher still bad out there?
I would imagine so. They ain't never got to worry about me going through Beecher no motherfucker more.
Yeah, I ain't been there through there in so long, I'm telling you.
Man, we
I
was
wonder
goddamn
if that
going to.
Sitting out there still there. Remember
it probably
that
is, it probably
room,
is.
Quarter,
yeah.
KKK?
Yeah. Right, it probably is. We goddamn was going out to 41 and it was three people in the van and goddamn it, ain't none of us drinking. Motherfucking cop pulled us over. They're going to tell me, goddammit, I smell alcohol. I'm looking around in the motherfucking van because I want to see who in the fucking you know, drinking alcohol or whatever. Because I know
right.
The three people that ride with me don't know motherfucker up in here drink. I said, Lord, have mercy. You ain't never got to worry about me coming through beaching no motherfucker more.
Yeah, I remember they got behind me. I set my cruise 1 mile under the speed limit. And that punk got behind me, and he damn near was pushing me on my back bumper, looking for me to react.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't paying no attention. I just kept on riding.
I'd have rather for the motherfucker Mark to told me that we had robbed a bank or something.
Yeah.
I'd have believed that best I would. The motherfucker talking about you smell alcohol. Man, please.
What kid? Did he do a breath test, kid?
No, the motherfucker was looking for something hilarious. And like I said, when he pulled me over and came up to the window talking about you smell alcohol, I'm looking around because I want to know who in the fuck is in here drinking. I said, Lord have mercy. You motherfuckers is scandalous.
But,
I gave it
and
to
I
you
said
to
from
go
that, yeah. And I said from that day forward, you ain't never got to worry about me coming through beach.
Oh,
I'm telling you. And I get you.
Like I
and
said.
That goddamn, what is that, a 4 mile town? That is a, some of the roughest.
Yeah.
That's like a gun going through that little 4 miles. Get the fuck out of there.
If it's that long.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'd have rather for the motherfucker told me I pulled y'all over because I thought y'all was bank robbers. I'd have believed that more.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Driving while black is a big thing out there, or was a big thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it's crazy when you're going somewhere, like you say, and you ain't even stopping in that town. I wouldn't even buy no gas out that town, man. If I was out of gas, man, let me ride. Let me just get out of here. I don't even want to stop in the store. Let me just keep going.
Yeah.
And you just feel the tension. Just feel the tension.
Yeah.
Is that rough time to do that, kid?
Man, I'm telling you, Larry. I don't know how it is now, but I know, goddamn it, 15, 20 years ago, goddamn it, it was rough.
Ooh, when 41 first opened up, oh, my God.
Right.
That's the only way we knew. We didn't know to go up 394
right.
And cut over. Oh, my
right.
God.
Right. 394 to 2 and, you know, take it around
uh-huh.
to 41. We didn't know how to go this new way. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, y'all, Beecham told my ass a new lining.
Oh,
they told my truck, my car, and my race car. I said, you know, Beecham took my car, my truck, and everything.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, them motherfuckers there is thirsty.
I told the officer that Beecham, man, suck my dick. Bitch, y'all can't do nothing but give me a ticket. He showed me. He said, I got your dick sucker. That bitch took the truck, the trailer. Hold on now, y'all. I'm going to tell you what's funny. And the race car. They told it was one vehicle, but they charged me for each vehicle $750.
Yeah, I bet.
And then, the pound alone was owned by the mayor's brother. It was $1,300. He just but being in the town, $150 a day. Now, the ticket that they impounded the shit was $2,300. So I had to pay all of that to get that motherfucker shit out the pound. The pound fine was 33 something, and then the $2,400 to get the car back. I'm like, shit, man. The car ain't worth it. And then everybody answered, when we came to pick the car up, they were telling me to drive the bitch out of town. So they get me again.
Uh-huh.
I had old Booster came and got my car out of town. And I paid him to get it out. I paid the ticket. He drove it out. He had license. Yeah, Beach was a bitch, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, Beach ain't no joke.
Beach the sound like that place they talk about down south. Cairo.
Shit.
They had a sign going down south that niggas be out of town by 12. Oh, man. Man, I'm about to retire from drugs, but it ain't nothing.
Yeah, how things coming along with you, Bree?
Oh, pretty good, man. I'm trying to get my body worked out. These shots beginning to take a hold on me, and I can walk a little better. And then a lot of pain still, but I can walk a little better every day.
Yeah.
I've been in and out the car already, though, but I don't trust it because I can't get out in and out fast enough to something go wrong. That's the only thing that scared me.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything is going super steady, man.
Okay.
How you doing, Larry?
Please, I'm hanging in there. Hanging in there, please. Trying to hold on, bro.
You got that money trying to kind of worse than anything, man. Homer Stone Park, man, I see lights everywhere like Christmas trees, boy. They got motherfuckers around me. Dressed out on the ground. I can't even tell you what color they are. They stretch out on the ground so goddamn good.
Yeah.
Damn. Come to think of it, Larry, goddamn it, 41 been open, goddamn it, 25 years.
Really?
Yep.
I remember when there wasn't no houses, no nothing. We used to drive through the dirt road going back there to get to 481.
Motherfucker opened up in 98.
The first time I ever went to 41, Brat and them, I followed Brat and them. We raced all night and then we went to the racetrack. Big Brat took me to 41. We followed Big Brat. Bookie had a Grand National. We all went to 41. We drove my race car to 41. Because when I told my dad about it, he said it was US 30. He said 41 was US 30. I said, no, don't think so, Dad. That's a different route.
No, 41 ain't no U.S. 30.
No, I told him that. I told him the route. He said, no, it ain't. Well, and Oswego was up north. I mean, well, back our way.
Man, them movies. Those movies that Ravo had.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it was some racing going on, man. Those movies that he got on his projector, man, it was some racing going on back during that time, bro. I'm talking about race after race after race after race after race. All day long.
Hey, man, when we go out of town, man, it's racing back to back. Them people get up there and they race back to back, man. We just go out there, everybody meet and greet. It's a meet and greet place for us when we go to the racetrack up there.
The boys from Hawaii and everywhere else was coming to US 30, man. The Hawaiian and Mr. Norm and Timmy Underglass and, oh man. They used to broadcast it on the radio shows.
Yep.
So did. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've been doing brakes all day on my damn truck, man. Why in the hell are they squeaking like a motherfucker now?
Oh, man.
That reminds me, I got to check my rear brake lines on my truck, them damn things. I guess they corrode and rust so bad.
Well, there's certain brake pads and shit you can get them off of the wheel squeak.
The wheels.
Put some that spray on it. Some of that shit works.
Mm-hmm.
Preach, what's going on at the Grove when they're gonna have their first shootout or whatever of the year?
I'm gonna start my Thursday night races in May, I think. I think I'm starting with me. I just want to make sure I'm all right. I've been to the church a few times. I've been there a few times already. Yeah. Track looking nice, too. Thursday, they had a lot of people that Thursday. They had like 80 people, 80 race cars that Thursday night. But I wasn't there.
Well, 41 up today. Ain't nobody 41 over up today. Ain't nobody heard nothing about 41.
No, I ain't heard nothing today.
No, not that I know.
I as a matter of fact, I ain't even seen nothing on video. I've been looking on Facebook, and I ain't seen nothing on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I ain't seen nothing on Facebook. Going through the pages now, try to see if somebody went.
Wow.
They did some remodeling on the tower out there at 41 from what I hear, from what I see.
Oh, yeah, they looked nice. They sure did. They looked nice.
They make any improvements to the bleachers?
I don't know.
Been open 25 years.
The
Nevins didn't own it no time, really.
Say what, Mark?
I said it 25 years old. I said Papa Norm didn't. They didn't. The Nevins family didn't really own it no time. Really, if you think about it.
I think maybe a couple of years or whatever.
I remember watching
him
on that truck, the
digging
that
ground out. They open up in 98. And
66
right behind them.
Yeah, now what's up with that? Is it going to be open this year, or what are they doing, 66?
Yeah, they got a national meet out there in May. May 19th. I don't know what they're going to do after that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're going to cater no motherfucking grudge racing or whatever.
Right. Well, the closest thing they got to grudge racing is that NMCA stuff.
Yeah. I don't think I really haven't seen nothing for them being there either.
Okay.
I think they might have another divisional NHRA divisional meet there sometime in August or whatever. But after that, I don't know. There's a whole lot of motherfucking new properties to get rid of.
Yeah.
It's a state of the art track.
Yeah.
I seen that post on our radio thing of what they did to Houston.
Huh?
I said I saw that post on our radio thing, Facebook a couple weeks ago. What happened with that Houston track?
Yeah, they tore it down. Atlanta, they tore it down. See who else is going down? I think Memphis should be. I think they're gonna tear it down.
Yeah, but right now it's still there, right?
As far as I know of.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. Electronic racing, goddammit.
Them tracks ain't making no kind of revenue like maybe a Amazon or somebody goddamn, you know, would make.
Yeah. And Amazon and them picking up the property for the dirt to get that square acreage they getting for $2 or $3 million to $3 million, they loving that shit.
Yep. They tore down Englishtown, New Jersey a couple of years back, 2 or 3 years back. Used to go
now,
there
that was
a lot.
Track I always used to make it to. Never did get a chance. Always wanted to go there.
Yep. Oh, English time.
And that church ain't there no more. Yeah, I used to look at some, they used to have some nice races I'd be looking at in the hot rod book. They over there getting it on up there.
I think it's about maybe, I would say now, maybe around about 3 or 4 NHRA tracks on my bucket list that I haven't been to yet.
Uh-huh.
Majority of the motherfuckers I haven't been to.
Kid, let me ask you this, man. Uncle Larry, Eddie, is it possible to pull the clock back? As far as racing goes, what I'm saying is now these guys got these 900 cubic inch motors and all this, and then you got to have a tuner. You're paying $1,000 for a transmission, $5,000 for a converter. What about we go back to the old days and put the goddamn original small block in the car with a 12 bolt in it and some nitrous and a carburetor on it? Just go have some fun. Cut the...
Yeah, it would be nice, but that'll never happen no more. You got to keep up with the times.
Look what it would do to the parts, man. All these expensive ass parts and heads they had to come down on their prices to make it.
You won't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you do that, you have too many antique parts. The prices could stay high.
Hey, man, people going to race by the money they got to race by. Them people that race like that, the people that race like that, it's still there because that's what they're affording. If they love doing it, they're going to do it just the way they can, the best they can do it. So you don't never want to stop. You don't never want to stop advancement. Because everybody ain't fucking broke. And people want to always see improvement. So I don't agree with that shit at all. Because them people that's in that category, you can still find them. If that's the category you in, go out and find them. Don't try to make everybody like you. Just be who you is. That's all.
You got to get in where you fit in.
Right. Well, see, Mark, that's just like what's it? That ALS motor they got now.
Yeah.
Shit. The motor they got now probably got them. Well, I run a big block from back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Easy. So, you know, you got to change with the times, man.
Hey, well, like I said, well, I mean, in my way I look at it, I can have just as much fun with an old 23-degree motor with a 12 motor, 350 tons and converter and ain't out of budget as these new things, but it's to each his own.
Right.
To each his own. What floats your boat, or like you said, whatever you can afford. Shoot, I might have more. I mean, the transmission. You got $15,000 in the transmission. You got $90,000 in the motor. I got a car that probably got about $8,000 or $9,000 in it, and that's my whole car in my whole package.
Yep.
And I'm going to have just as much fun with that car and that package as that man that spent all that. He probably ain't going to have that much fun because, goddamn it, he didn't spend all this money. He got to hire a driver. He got to pay a tuner. He got to do all that shit for traveling. So I don't know. I'm going to be just
you're
as content as he is, I guess.
Yeah, but
no.
You're not going to compete with your car.
Right. I'm not going to compete in his area. Yeah. But worst come to worst, you can always bracket race. Worst come to worst, you can bracket race. You bracket race, you're competing with everybody.
Yeah.
That clock level, the playing field, and the price.
Hey, Mark,
it's just like nowadays they got this motherfucking lockup automatic trans, right?
Yeah.
Only thing I remember about a lockup trans, goddamn, it was either in a top fuel or either a funny car.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, Big Mark.
Hey, Mark.
So there it is.
Hey, Big Mark. You can compete.
Uh-huh.
You just stay in your class. You just run people that
that's
you
all.
Like.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
all I've been saying.
I ain't never had a fast car with a tuner. I never had a fast car in my life.
Yep.
I done drove some that's okay, but I don't consider it fast. So that shit they doing now is fast.
You're right. You have to stay in your lane.
You see what I'm saying, Shorty? Look how many races I got. Look how many races I got. More than a whole bunch of these buffers you talking about. I spent $90,000. Way more
right. Mm-hmm. Right,
so you just
got to
stay in your lane, and you got to, you know what I'm saying?
I have more fun.
That's right. But look, it ain't no different. It ain't no different. I remember Preacher Boy had a motherfucking Monte Carlo with one wheel pulling.
It don't
make no difference how slow you is. Stay in your lane. That's all you got to do. And you got to be willing to. You got to be willing to engage. Meaning this. If you was out there selling snowballs, you're going to try to sell as many snowballs as you can. You're going to try to be the best. If I'm on one corner, Preacher Boy on one corner, you on one corner, Big Mog, and we competing against each other, we're going to be, hey, man, look, we're going to be going down on the price, all kind of shit. I might sell mine for 15 cents. You might be selling you off for 20 cents.
I might get
I'm either going to go down to 10 cents or I'm going to go lower. You know what I'm saying? It's a competitive thing. So, yeah, it looks like you ain't doing no racing. You got to go bracket racing because you're not engaging. All you doing is sitting at home, or you going to work, Big Mark, and then coming home, watching TV, and then you saying, won't nobody race you? No, you got to be around where they at. They're like, they say, Steer, all you do is hang with them young kids. Yeah, because them bitches racing. They racing the cars that I like to race. I'm at their motherfucking ass. I'm going everywhere them bitches going. I was at the party with them motherfuckers. The young girls shaking their pussy. I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to beat their motherfucking ass.
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do now. Now, I'm going to say this. God damn it. Well, why the fuck was this then? We went to the bowling party. I didn't know what was going on. Preacher boy called me. They over there running regular cars, man. I went over and got me some. I bet I went and got me some. Actually, then I go get some. God damn it. He was over there racing 2-3 times. Shit, I raised one time when nobody raised me no more. I won. That damn preacher boy lost. Then he get up there and win. Man, it was all kind of shit going on with regular shit. Shit running 16s and 17s, man. 17-second car. We running them motherfuckers.
Yeah, you got to change with the times, Big Mark. You remember when Pro Stocker had the Lincolns with four levers?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now they got a goddamn now they got a Liberty 5 speed.
Mm-hmm.
With a button.
Got to keep up with the time.
Kid, I'm so old. I remember when they were goddamn Pro Stock had a Hemi crash box.
Yeah. Now they got Liberty 5 speeds. Clutch it one time. So it's all in the technology.
You can still be out here and have fun, and you ain't got to bust the bank to have some fun and get some wins in or whatever. Like Jordy said, long as you pick your poison properly, you good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You ain't got to pick it properly. Just be willing to. If you see a line of cars, you see all them. They look like they're in your category. It's 10 of them. See, you got to go on top. Now you got to pick your poison properly, meaning, damn, which one do I pick first? But it shouldn't take you long. If you pick the wrong one, so goddamn what? Now you might pick the one that's passed out of all 10 of them, and the rest 9 might not fuck with you. But if you don't know them, you ain't going to be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? But if you know them, then you can pick it like that. No, I ain't running him. If I run him, he ain't going to go. Fuck it. I'm going to try to pick the slowest one, but it don't always work like that. No, it works like that. But, you know, you got to try it now. But like I say, I think what he meant by you ain't competitive, meaning if you wanted to compete, meaning Big Mark got a $90,000 car. Fuck that. I'm going to show him I can get one, too. I can be just as fast as him. Then you compete. But you can run any goddamn car. Any car can race.
Yeah, that's true, Shorty.
But you got to be around people that's willing to race. You know how many times a motherfucker called me and say, Skin, man, I wish you come down south. Well, Skin, man, I wish you come up in Milwaukee. Man, they be racing like a motherfucker. These motherfuckers think they know how to race. This and that, man, I just don't have time to go. But if that all I did and all I lived for and didn't have no other life doing nothing else, man, I'm going to go everywhere they go. I got to try.
Right.
I'll be up there in Milwaukee right now. Gee, if I wish to sleep on a nigga float, man, let me sleep on your float, motherfucker. I'm coming. Shit, I'm going to be up there. You know what I'm saying? And they say, Skin, come to Mississippi. Man, they racing like a motherfucker.
Man,
nigga,
man.
I'm on that nigga float. I don't give a fuck about no hoes, no kids. Man, I got too much shit going on. So I can't really go. But just me, Big Mark. Well, let me tell you no bullshit. Any motherfucker on this phone, you can get a race with anything, man. Preacher boy didn't think he'd get a race with his pickup truck. He got right over there and got 2-3 races, man. You just got to catch a motherfucker. You just got to know what's going on, when it's going on. You see motherfuckers at the bowl now, they get to talking slick, man. I got a pickup truck. You just engage. You get the motherfucker ears open and join on in. Especially if you know them. Get your ass in there. That's what Preacher Boy and them did. Man, they went and snuck off without me. I ain't know what was going on. Preacher Boy called me and said, man, we over here racing. Asked him, he couldn't even tell me where the fuck they was at. I knew where they was at. I know where they race at. I rushed right over there, blinking the lights and everything. Preacher Boy was on the line. Man, I stopped them from racing. I was blinking the light. Motherfucker, what y'all going to do, running to me? Came on down there. Man, I bet you I'm going to see you. Ask him if I'm lying. He on this motherfucker. Shit. Oh, you can get a race. Well, I told you, Big Mom, I know you can get some action with that Camaro. You just ain't trying to get none, or you ain't do what you needed to do to get none. That's all that was. You wasn't fast enough. You got some. You got some with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether you said that was it, that was enough for you, that was on you. But you got you some action.
That ain't enough for me. My blood still boils a little bit. I want to still have some fun.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play this year.
Come on, hey, look, and
lose,
I'm gonna say this,
damn
Big Mom,
I'm coming to play.
And I'm gonna say this, Big Mom, and this ain't to scare nobody on the phone. But tomorrow ain't promised to us, nigga. You older,
right.
Motherfucker. I'm getting older. I'm old, man. You better go ahead and use the motherfucking funds. You keep talking about
your life.
I'm
gonna
do it. Hey, you sitting there talking about eventually? I'm gonna do it. Not to say nothing, rest his soul, but I don't know if you remember, Big Mark, but you used to be back there all the time. I told Brett he was never going to bring Soul Train out. I said, Brett, why don't you bring the motherfucker out? You're not bringing that. I said, Brett, you would be dead and gone for that car come out. And you see, he dead and gone. The car didn't never come out, and now his brother got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it, man.
Mm-hmm.
This shit ain't promised to us, man. You keep talking about what you want to do. Nigga, do it. If you want
to
go to Cancun, you better get your ass there.
Listen to me, y'all.
If you got the money to get
there.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm having fun. I don't give a fuck what no nigga say. They can talk about me like a dog. I know how to signify. I like to play. I talk shit with preacher boy. Now I talk shit with the best. I don't give a fuck what they say. I wanted me a super. I got that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what a nigga say about me. They can say I'm fun, nigga. They ain't bought me a motherfucking thing. And guess who paid that note that money? Me. If the bitch sit in the garage, I want to run that bitch into a brick wall. Motherfucker, come on. I'm having
it's
my
yours.
Fun. Crazy motherfucker.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, y'all.
Yeah.
Take it from me. I didn't plan on losing my leg, but hey, it happened. I'm still going to enjoy life, but I still got it.
Yeah, hey, my God gave me a second chance.
I didn't stop drag racing because I lost the leg. I just got better and cautious with it.
Like I say, the man upstairs let me beat stage 4 cancer. So I'm 3 years clear. So, I just going to have me some fun, man. It is what it is. I'm going to have me some fun. And I ain't trying to compete with nobody. I'm just going to come out there with what I got and let the chips fall where they may.
Go report.
You know, don't leave this real sad. I want to be. Do what you want to do.
Man, I was sitting there pricing. Man, I put a supercharger on this thing. I'm not doing none of that shit, man. I'm going to just do a couple of things, and that's it. God damn it. Oh, shit.
Hey, Mom, let me tell you something funny. My mama been gone 2 years. They still send bills in her name.
So they don't do that.
Well, I'm telling you, Mark, get whatever the fuck you want and make a bill. And when you leave here, there's going to be a bill here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're right. You are right. Yes, sir. Well, we're going to have some fun this year. Shit, I'm going to have some fun, God damn it. I'm going to have some fun. I am going to play. Uncle Larry, get yourself together, God damn it. We're going to the track this year. Get your goddamn seat ready and bring the fish that you're going to throw on the grill while you're sitting over there in the bleachers, goddamn it. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
I know me and that damn Angry Bird got action. That's coming up.
Oh, no, not Angry Bird.
Yeah. And goddamn Bernard. We'll run this Trans Am head up. We're probably going to do it two or three times.
Are you asking me a thing?
Well, Shorty, go. Shorty, switch over something? Shorty, switch over something,
dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said, hold on. He said, hold on a minute.
Yeah, I like that stuff that y'all did preach at the bowling party. It lets you know, goddamn, it don't take a shit. You can still figure out something with something and have some fun with it. I heard about y'all out there playing, man. I was like, damn, I wish I could have been out there and checked it out. Or maybe even participated. We had a ball.
Listen,
yeah, that sure reminded me of the old days.
I could hardly walk at the bowling party. I never got out of my car and I raced twice.
And let me ask you this, while you were stepping on that accelerator, you didn't think nothing about that leg. You didn't feel no pain, did you?
Mm-hmm. It's all about the adrenaline you rush, man.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't even going fast enough to get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
I would like to say something to the panel. Yes, sir. I would like to say something to the panel. I was just sitting here listening. And I couldn't seem to stay away and say. You know, I was listening to him saying, my brother said, man, I was going to put a supercharger on it. I was going to do this and do that. You know what I had to find out? Why is it that I'm not satisfied? You know, you go and you never satisfy. You just got to, I'm going to try to beat this person and beat that person. And then you get on top, and you only top for a little while because somebody else come up, and they spend more money than you, and they got a bigger and badder motor, bigger and badder car, and you just steadily trying to keep up with the Joneses. When do we ever get satisfied, man? That's what I told them today. I said, look, man. If I don't run no faster, I'm satisfied. I have been fast. I'm happy. I ain't worried about it.
If you got the competitive spirit, Tim House, you'll never be satisfied. Well, there's always somebody out there a little bit faster than you.
I said, don't care how fast the car go. I'm going to be satisfied. I'm stupid.
You got to be satisfied sometime in some life, part of your life, because if you don't, you'll look up and you'll spend your whole life savings in the car, and you go down the track and hit the wall, and it's tore up, and there's no more. It's good for nothing. Now it's just a bunch of built-up metal. It's nothing. Sometimes you can be competitive, but sometimes you just got to be satisfied, man. Where you at, what you have, and that's what it is, man. It's just sometimes we just not satisfied. And you'll spend your whole life savings trying to beat the next guy or be on top. And when you get there, they used to tell me a story. They used to say, it's lonely at the top. Why? Because the bottom is always crowded. We all down here having fun, and I watch when them guys, I guess it was Trigger Man or something like that, they had the mediocre cars, or I can't think of the name of what they were called, and they were just a bunch of, like, a little bit faster than street cars, and all them guys were minor leaguers, and they was over there just, and they had hundreds of them over there racing. But when you lonely at the top and ain't but one or two, you trying to be the big gun, you get a little lonely out there, man.
You're trying to make a man have for yourself is a hard thing to do.
Yeah, so enjoy your life, enjoy your car, enjoy your boat, enjoy all that, because it's what you got and what you can handle. And if you're satisfied
And it ain't no big deal to what nobody else say.
Man,
and that's a piece of junk, but it's not junk.
When you make
that's
a name
a
for yourself,
but it's paid for.
It ruins your racing. It ruins your racing. Because when people hear your name and they walk up to you and you trying to race them, they say your name is such and such. I don't want to race you. No, you too fast for me. But if you're a total stranger,
yep, they don't know nothing
they don't
about
know
you.
You get action. Don't know nothing about you. You get action.
Oh. And then sometimes the guys bet more than they can afford to lose, and that brings on problems too.
Oh, man. So, not the light bill money.
Yeah. You're $1,000 man, but you're talking $5,000. Now you trying to figure out any kind of way to get out of it. Well, you know he didn't do this. Well, it was a leaf on the track, and a chipmunk ran. I saw him. It was a chipmunk, and he ran across the track. Man, get out of here, man! I'm not gonna lose my life over a chipmunk and all that kind of crazy stuff, man. Come on, man.
I got one better than that for you somehow. So you lose a lock in 500. Now you want to lock in some thousands. And you fuck around to be a minute late and lose your lockup. Now you want to fight.
Yep. No.
You locked in 5,000 for 5 o'clock. You get that 5-1-1. Now you got to give up your 5,000. Now you want to go on the warpath. Simple shit.
That's
man.
Why I tell them. No, they say we're gonna race for $2,000, $2,500 or better. And I said, if I'm gonna race, and I'm racing for $2,000, that's what I have in the Ziploc bag. Why? Because I'm responsible for at least that, and the rest I'm not gonna be worrying about. If you want to get in, we want to take it to the next level. That's fine. But I'm responsible for the
$2,000.
That's it. And that's what I. And I can only, if my buddy Clyde want to take it to the upper room, that's on him. I'm responsible for the $2,000. Why? Because I'm comfortable. If I lose it, I'm not gonna get mad and want to jump on Uncle Larry because he's looking
at me. I can sleep at night.
Yeah.
I can sleep at night. I can stop at the gas station. I can eat.
Yep.
I ain't gonna lose weight. I ain't gonna lose no hair. I'm just gonna get
my
money back.
And
as a matter of fact, if I race for that much, I might be able to race again while I'm at the track and run somebody else.
I got a question for y'all. Since by me being a dummy, I want to ask this question. A guy is driving a Mustang with no wheelie bars and shit on it, and another guy is driving a Mustang with wheelie bars and shit on it. Does the guy that's driving the Mustang without wheelie bars, does that make him a better driver than the one that's driving the Mustang with wheelie bars?
No.
Nope.
No. You know what it makes the one with wheelie bars? Make him care about his shit and he don't want to tie it up.
Because I'm not. But like they were, like one time Nelly said, monkey see, monkey do. Everybody's saying that they can do it this way, but actually they're not really doing anything different, a kid, because they got wheelie controllers on the car, and they got the chassis set up all different and everything like that. The computer tells it what to do and how much power to put in. They got progressive nitrous systems that bring it on when they want it, and they can bank it and do whatever they want to get the car to lead once it gets out there. Then it's flying. It's no different than the car with the wheelie bar. But if you start getting out there and it start making big horsepower, big boost, haven't you seen the majority of cars that go airborne and flip over and go all over the wall and totally tear their car up are turbo cars? Why? Because when they let off the gas, trying to get out the gas, that car is still making boost through the waste until the waste gate opens up and let all that boost out. Well, by that time, they 17 feet in the air, flipping over and tearing up a car. That's the car that wrecked the most without wheelie bars and turbo bars. And I don't care what they say. I watch them on the videos. They get out there and go airborne. They all over the wall and upside down, all over in your lane, on top of another car. Like, good God almighty, man. But if they had wheelie bars on the back of that car, it would have hit the wheelie bars and kept the car down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's old-fashioned thinking. That's old-fashioned thinking. Old-fashioned.
Right, because I've heard, you know, where a lot of drivers, you know, they want to criticize the guy that's got wheelie bars on his car, talking about, yeah, well, you should give me this
smarter.
And you should give me some kind of a spot, and this and the other. I don't necessarily think that's true.
The guys without wheelie bars 60-foot just as hard as the guys with the wheelie bars now. But once they get up in there, it ain't no coming back home.
Listen to me. Mm-hmm. We buy wheelie bars because we don't want to tie our car. We care about our stuff. You know, some people don't give a fuck about going up in there, body slamming them, tearing the oil pan up or tearing the front end up. So we prevent that by buying the shit that we need. Now, you telling us to take it off, you a damn fool. Buy you some. You know.
So, in other words, you shouldn't criticize a guy. You shouldn't criticize a guy that's got wheelie bars and shit on his car then, right?
No, it don't make the car no faster.
Anyway.
It just makes the car faster.
Right.
Listen.
Right,
it's
okay.
Safety.
Okay.
All wheelie bars is a safety, because if they were faster, nigga have 4 pair of wheelie bars. It's just a safety thing. I ain't going to tell you to race without your helmet, because your helmet is prettier than mine.
They say that drag radio is faster than a slick. Everybody's proved that it is. But for me to go that fast and take the chance of tearing my car up, and they blow the tires off and all that, hey, kid, I'm going to be honestly, I'm going to tell the truth. I don't give a care what track it is. If I'm there, my car going down that track. It don't matter if it goes slower than what it is.
Now,
I don't have
you mentioned drag radio is faster than a slick, right? I believe the faster, how fast you go depends on horsepower. I don't really don't think
Thank
the tire
you.
Gonna make you go no faster.
Let me explain that to you. I'm glad you said that, but I was gonna tell you this. This is what pisses me off when they say, man, get you some radiator, and you can go a little faster. Now listen to this. When you buy them damn tires, the first thing you got to do is buy a different shock. You got to set the car up different and everything. If you take the time to figure out how to work those slicks, you're going to go just as fast on your slick if you do all the same work trying to make it work right. You understand? So you can't prove to me a tire make you faster. If I got to buy this tire and change 50 million things, it ain't making me no faster. The 50 million things I did made me faster. I'm about to land a shot when my car might have needed shot.
They've been running on drag radios for, we'll just use it. They've been running on drag radios for a whole year. They got a year's worth of data. They tell you, you need to put on drag radios so you can go faster. Well, is that really true that they really want you to go fast? If you can run with them with slicks, if I do put on drag radio and you saying I'm faster, then why would you tell me to go fast, put the drag rail so I can go faster?
Huh?
That means I'm going to whoop you. Not what it is.
Why would you put a tire on your car that's a hit or miss? If you don't get in the groove or get it right, it blows the tire. When you got a slick, you're going to hook any kind of way you get there. Ain't no such thing about the groove. Good night, ladies.
I believe if I find me a little bit more horsepower, I'm going to go, I probably can run just as fast as you is on your drag radios I can on my slicks.
Right. Well, that's what I said, and I know that's what I look at, and this is the advantage that I have. My wheelie bars and my slicks, it don't matter what track I'm at, I'm going down it. Now, if you tell me, if I got drag radios, I'm going faster. I'm a hit and miss every now and then. You know what I got to do? I got to make 2 hits. No, I can take the slicks and come right off. As long as I look at the track and it's pretty decent, I just throw the power at him going down through there. That's why I used to love when Leakey said, come off the trailer.
So glad y'all on here. I'm learning something. Man.
Well, it ain't about that.
It's just a common sense thing. The shit they say out their mouth be some kind of retarded. I mean, you put some radios, you're going to go fast. And you're going to put the radios on, now you're blowing the tire. When did you go fast? Well, I bought some new shocks. I had this adjustment. I turned my timing up, and I ramped it in and ramped it out.
motherfucker, you're doing extra work to make the car work. So if you'd have put your slicks on it, the extra work that you needed to do to make the slick work, you'd have went faster. Common fucking sense.
But and they say, what they call it, a progressor, you bump it in, bop, 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 now you're at 200 horsepower. With slicks and wheelie bars, dump the whole 200 right out the gate. Don't even waste all that time with it. Turn it on. Let it happen. But they want to come in. They want to progress it in because it's a handicap. It's a crutch for them. They throw the kitchen sink at that son, girl, and see if it'll go.
What it is, they want to be right. Now, here you go. Now, I'm going to show you even better than that, kids. Here you go. They go to a track. They got to lay down 50 gallons of glue to make a tire work. Well, you can put a little glue down and the slick will go right on down it. You understand? You got to do so many things to make a running
no,
work. But that motherfucker will be faster. They make it work faster. Just tell the motherfucker, look. We're going to put your ass on top
and
of
watch this. Watch this, preacher. And then they said this. If you get it on radios and you get out there and she break loose, get out the gas and stay out the gas. If a slick get out of loose, you can stab it back and get on back down through there.
Right.
It don't do like that during drag radio.
If you get the radio up top and then get on the ball of it to slide around, you got to get out the car.
Yeah. They got too much air in it.
You
see, all that, you got to learn it. You got to learn all that. So when the guy tells you to put on drag radio, what he's doing, he's really handicapping you because he got a whole year of data. He got a whole lot of experience on him. So I'm better, faster than you ever will be. I understand that. I've been driving on him for a whole year. You get in there and say, man, I don't know what to do. And then I just got my butt handed to me. But if I put them bubble gums on there and get it in there and let it happen, throw that kitchen sink at Big Red, let it go. Come on. I'm going to try it. But I tell them right now, if I had an opportunity to put Godzilla motors and all that, I don't want to deal with all that, man. You got to have a tuner. You got to have the special track. Oh, man, who prepping? Who going to get the glue
that
down?
Takes the
that takes
the fun out of the day.
I want to have fun.
That takes
man.
The fun out of the
day. We'll just use a number. If the average guy that got a 350 and I got a 427, I'm good. Why? Because I ain't got to go too big. They don't want to run me. If I come in there with everybody got a 350, I come in there with a 500 cubic 540. They said, "No, man, you too big, man. We can't run with that car you got, man." So what do? You laugh and giggle. I'm the man, but you ain't doing nothing. You ain't having no fun. Let me get a 396, a 427, 350, something like that, and we all having fun. We're racing each other, having a good time. And I heard my buddy that was on the phone. He said, we might race the Trans Am. We might race three times. He won one time. I ain't satisfied. The other guy run. And y'all go back and forth and having fun, man. People watching you guys having a good time and enjoying yourself, man. I ain't trying to be the biggest and the baddest. I learned something from the guy who drove my car the last race, Brandon. Brandon said, "I'm not trying to be the best. I'm just trying to whoop the best." That's all. I ain't trying to be the best. I just want to whoop him. That's all. But however you got to do it. If he throw you out there and let you climb up out of there, then let's go. If he give you the back tie, let's go. If he give you the one-in-one, let's go. That's right. And that's why I said bump it, man. I want to have fun.
Hey, Tim,
I want to enjoy my car. Yeah.
Hey, Tim Al.
Yes, sir.
Tim Al, I like what you said. I want to kind of add to that. You know,
Come on.
How I used to be. I wanted to whoop the best. So when I was coming up, and all this shit is documented, so you can go fact check this shit. I wanted to whoop the best. They told me the best was Nate Hill. I whooped Nate Hill. They told me the best was Raylo now. I whooped Raylo now. They told me the best was Big Drag. I whooped Big Drag. He don't whoop me too now.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
I whooped Big.
Yes,
I'm just telling you
yes,
who
sir.
I whooped because
yes,
I wanted to beat the best. All
yes,
the people that you can name, I mean, you, and there's probably some more, that they said was the
mm-hmm.
best, you know,
mm-hmm.
the DDs, the this, that. I done whooped
mm-hmm.
all of they say was the best. So now I
yes,
don't
sir.
Have to whoop the best. I just stay in my fucking lane and fuck up these goddamn dumbasses that don't know nothing or some of them that do know something. Don't make me no difference.
Oh,
don't
man.
Make me no difference. I'm trying to give me some money. Yeah.
Come on, shorty.
Yes, sir.
Give him all that shit. I used to have a ride with all kind of people. Me and Drag don't race
mm-hmm.
no more. We don't do that
mm-hmm.
no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like brothers, now we don't race no more.
Mm-hmm.
He can help
and
me out.
You know what you said
that, if I needed something for a car, the man to give it to me. I'm going to give him some shit. You know what I'm saying? He knows.
Mm-hmm.
If I got it, he can get it. He be, shout, man, what I owe you, nothing. You don't think. You know it.
And watch this, Ken. Me and you and heard me say, Clyde, Lombard, Mr. Willie, we
yeah.
had ran each other and tag each other behind us. And go over there and eat barbecue and fry some fish and sit over and talk trash. And all of a sudden, maybe somebody get a little mannish. What you talking about, Mr. Willie? Put your behind up and let's go. We go right up. We ain't trying to kill each other. We could race for 5,000, but we run for 1,000, 1,500. We go up there just to put something out there to make it worth the while that we're going to race. And guess what? We still friends to today.
The money makes the race more competitive. You work harder
yeah.
at trying to win a prize.
Trying to win. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
I just remember the name since you was talking, Little Tony.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was the best
yes,
over
sir.
There. I went to his ass. Big Drag called me.
Oh, man.
I met Little Tony first. Went right to
not
his ass.
Not Motor City, Little Tony.
He done whooped me. He done whooped me more time than I done whooped him. But I told Jack
mm-hmm.
his ass. But guess what?
Yeah.
He done paid me
yes,
more punk out than I ever paid him. I never paid him no punk out. I ran his motherfucking ass. But you done paid me punk
yeah,
out 2-3 times. So them races
and
I probably could have won. But he didn't give me the opportunity.
And you think like
he
that.
Paid the punk out.
We think alike.
Yes, sir.
I said, hey, man,
mm-hmm.
I got, hey, Clyde. We gonna run Little Tony. We got our butt whooped. We gonna run Little Tony. We got our butt whooped. We gonna run Little Tony. Hey man, leave this guy alone. We can't whoop him. Leave him alone. Hey, we can't. We gotta leave that alone.
Well, I
jump on somebody
say,
else.
I beat him. I ain't
like,
leaving
you guys
well,
alone.
Let me tell y'all this: just because a person got a lot of money, don't make him faster than you. Use your head and use your skills and go to work.
Now, I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it real with you. You right, preacher boy. But let me add something to it. It don't mean he's smarter than you either. And
that's
he
right.
can be faster than you. You have to outsmart him.
That's what I
see,
said.
See, sometimes your smartness can whoop that money.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Now, it sounds like you said just because he got more money than you don't mean he's faster than you. You got a point there, but I'm going
to
go a little further. Oh, right, but I'm going to go a little further. They can be faster than you because they done spent more money than you. But now you got to outsmart them. That's outsmart them, man. Tutu had way more money than I could ever know way back in the 90s. I outsmarted him. You see what I'm saying? Tutu never beat me.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did beat me one time on 59th Street with a big Chevy. He had that big Chevy with that small block in it. Might have been a big, no, it was a small block. He fucked me up. But I was fucking him up all the time. I was tearing his ass up. Some people give me, running me with faster cars and they don't do no burnouts. See, I was smart. They thought they could
uh-huh.
roll the car and fuck me up because they can run 10 over. Man, seeing 1190 motherfucker. You should be able to roll out and beat him. All right, come on. Put his ass in the car. Put Junior in the car. Watch this here. Throw his ass up. Now put Fat Kevin in the car. Fat Kevin's scared to death. You don't whoop me like you whoop him. you just got to outsmart him. Got better shit
yes,
than
sir.
You. Got to outsmart him. You can't always say the same thing. Hey, well, give me everything in drag racing. Well, give me 95 in the head. No, you know what? I am going to run your head up, motherfucker. Stand outside the car. Stand outside the car, motherfucker. When I take off,
we
oh, man.
Like,
yeah,
not the oldest trick in the world.
Man,
not the oldest trick in the world.
Hey, man. Peter Paul say try them all.
We have seen Bobo die through the window because the nigga locked the door on his ass. Bobo was the only one I've seen waiting like that every other night.
Hey,
When I first came up to Milan, we come up there to run Doc James head up. We had exactly what we said we had, and we wound up got to give him 20 in the break. Now, I got to outsmart him. When I saw what that man did, first I'm looking, he got chicken bones on the goddamn intake. He got a quadrajet. I said, man, if you got a quadrajet, and if I see look like some rat turds on your intake, I'm trying you, boy. I'm going to give you 20.
Oh, man.
Man had chicken bones and shit on that motherfucker. I said, fuck it. We still going to try. I said, you got to run us with that old-ass nitrous body you got. I looked at them old-ass slicks on the car and said, man, we finna kill this motherfucker. Now, we can't whoop him with 20 in a break, but we going to outsmart him. Man, that man was over there doing a burnout, man, in the water box. One wheel was pulling. Steve was finna go tell him. I said, shut your stankin' ass up. Why would you go tell him and we running him? Fuck him. Man, that man went up to them 20 cars and went up in smoke. Now, I know you was there tonight.
Mm-hmm. And that's
went
what
cleaned
I,
up in smoke, man. I caught that man in second gear.
I was
now
I
you
was
got
down
these dumb
there,
motherfuckers
was
on the internet thinking the Cadillac was an 8-second car because it caught the man so fast. They dumb, though, man. That's when you hear me call the motherfucker a dumb motherfucker.
I said two things. When I was there, I was standing. That's when I first really met you. You didn't know me that time. I was watching you. And I said, why in the world? Two things. I said, why in the world is he doing a burnout way down there, then roll way out there 20 cars? That's the craziest thing. Then I said, okay, now he did that. I looked over there and turned the nitrous up. I said, Lord have mercy. This is going to be a disaster. I looked over there. And when he jumped, I saw that Seville sitting in the dirt. I said, Lord, here he comes. You come by that man like he was standing there. I said, why didn't y'all tell him what to do, man? Y'all all standing around here looking stupid. That was the dumbest thing I ever seen in my life. I ain't no expert on grudge racing, but I knew better. I ain't going to do no burnout way down there, no 20 cars back and roll way out there picking up rocks and dirt.
But guess what?
Let me tell you
what you didn't know, Tim House.
The
owner told him he couldn't do no burnout out there. I said, I got another edge. I was steady getting the edges as it was going along. The owner told him he can't do no burnout up there because they were going to try. He said, y'all better do burnout by then pull up to your 20 car. I said, that's better for me. Then the man had one wheel pulling in the burnout box. He ain't got no pit crew or nothing. They ain't told him shit. My damn pit crew was about to tell him. I said, make it your stupid ass. Shut the fuck up, man. And he shut his ass up. Didn't nobody tell him shit. That man pulled up there, them 20 cars. I said, there is a guy. I'm going to kill this motherfucker. Because he's going to go up in smoke. He's going to spray that shit out the gate, go up in smoke. Instead of him rolling that motherfucker. He could have rolled that motherfucker out and sprayed it. That dumb motherfucker gonna spray it right out the gate.
Well,
man,
listen,
I saw that goddamn smoke out the door.
Boy, that's a real coming, boy.
Short, hey, listen, man.
Golly.
Now, I got to say one thing. The little motherfucker there, they think a lot before they race. Him and Bobby tricked me the same motherfucking way. They called me and told me they gonna run on motor and let me spray. It was cold outside. I left the garage and I'm going to kill these people. I know they ain't nowhere faster than me. Boy, when I grabbed that shit, I was on every side of the street. It was, I almost killed Mouse. This man just threw the car down there.
That's why I told you the fastest car don't always win.
Right.
And you know what, Ken? I did the same thing one time. I was up there and the white guys was over there and they was talking trash. They had this 69 Camaro with 1432s tucked all up under it, probably about $15,000 paint job up on the trailer. And they came on. I said, hold on, man. You come over here bullying everybody. I'll try you.
but you got a race car doing street racing. I got a street car doing street racing. Do you see all them speakers and doggone power windows and amps and all that? Do you see that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, if you give me at least three cars, I'll try your behind. So what he did, he gave me the three. And when we left up out of there, he sat the front wheels right up the side of my quarter panel, right there by the back tire. I said, come on, baby, we got to go. So I started handing in them systems. Boom, 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 laying on him. We come through. Ain't no way that's a street car. Hey, man, did you see the license plate? It ain't no street car. I just drove it up here, didn't I? Yeah, but you thought that you were just going to do what you thought you was going to do. But he didn't understand. You started handing them systems, and you and jumped out there a few cars on him. He gave me three. When I left, I already had enough. That's enough. That's four cars. I'm running, boy. I'm running. So, and I got laid on them. They couldn't believe that, man. You never told me I could, how many systems I had to spray and all that. You gave all I asked for the three cars. And I figured they was probably a 9-second car. You can't give that 10-second car no three and four cars and think you're going to catch him on multiple triggers. He ain't going to do it.
Yes, sir.
I laid on his behind. Tow his behind up. Send him home. You can go on back to the suburbs.
Yes,
I got all this. I got, and then turned around and got all that money. Hey, watch this. Got all that money in turn, gave it back to little Tony. Man, you know I was mad at
the Lord.
Come on, bro.
You parlayed it. Hey, you parlayed it. You parlayed that money.
Man, I was so mad.
I wish White Boy Bob was still living so he could tell Preacher Boy what I told him. I said, hey, man. It's too cold. Preacher Boy, he know how to drive, but he finna go up in smoke. He ain't gonna know how to recover on me, though. I told White Boy Bobby that. I said, look, Kev's ass on South Chicago. Man, he can't hook. That ain't 130th. No shit.
And you know what? I learned something from one of the craziest guys that over here. DMX told me, he said, hey, but Tim. He said, when you put them drag radios out there, you start dropping down there around 50 degrees, and you on the street, they don't work very good. I ran over there and told Pine, I said, hey, man, you and Lil Tony, you need to back off, man. You know, go get the slicks and put them on there. No, we got it. And I didn't know that wasn't his car. I thought it was Lil Tony he was driving, but it didn't matter. They got right up there and blowed the tire right off, man. That man was gone. Nelly said, no, I learned my lesson too, Tim. I got my slicks on. Nelly beat the crap out of everybody out there. That Nelly was whooping.
Yeah,
hey, man, you learn stuff
you.
From people. You learn from people, man.
Hey, Tim House, a long time
yes,
ago,
sir.
I ain't going to lie. A lot of them guys didn't know how to work them drag radio.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know how to work. I had them bitches way back then when they first came out. I had them motherfuckers on the car. But I had them on Camaros and shit. You know, Z28.
Hey, the M&A was the best street car they ever made.
But I ain't going to lie,
like
that drag radio made an ass out that motherfucker. You just got to know where to set the tire pressure and know how to work it. Man, I was laughing because Mr. B didn't know how to work it, but he claimed he did. Man, that man, that motherfucker, T-Lug, had a station wagon with some drag radio. I said, Mr. B, you don't know what the fuck he's doing. I went over there and told Mr. B what to do. He wouldn't listen and blow the tires away. And what's his name? Beat his ass. He was even, Dancer. Dancer beat his ass. So then he turn around and run Lenny. Lenny thought he was going to do the same thing. He listened to what I said and beat the fuck out of Lenny, man. I said, Mr. B, you don't know how to work them tires. Hey, if you can remember, Preacher Boy, remember when Charlie went and bought one of them Z's? You know that bitch is way faster than us. Man, we took his ass right over there. And Lee was there. Lee all over there because Lee better with him. Charlie had all that money, man. They went and bought the fastest Z. But I said, them bitches don't know how to work them drag radios. Put some drag radios and let Mr. B drive. Knocked his ass out. He went over there spinning like a ballerina dance. Man, that motherfucker was spinning around. That motherfucker was gone. And we was in the bag, Tim House. I've been telling him for years he don't know how to work them drag radios. He can't work them motherfuckers.
Not
like
me. Animal.
On these street cars. Sad ass up.
Hey,
Mr. B wants some slicks on there. He got the dead hook.
Yeah. sir.
You know how to feather that motherfucker. I'm gonna feather
hey,
that.
Hey Tim House, you wanna go over to Chicago? No, I don't wanna go to Chicago. Man, they street rent, they betting big money over there. I don't go over there, man. What you mean, man? Come on, man. Did you see what Skin did to Doc J? I ain't going over there. No, I'll stay where I'm at, man.
I showed my you the game.
No, you didn't. You don't get my money like that. Shoot.
I'm just saying, I wish you the game. You didn't wish you the game. I wish you the game.
Skin is slick. I don't know who this guy is, but he's slick as all crap. Back then, I said something else. I said, man, I can't know what he just did to Doc James. I don't want no part of that. Mm-mm.
Yes, sir. Man, I knew Doc James. I had rattled him before the race. We was arguing for the race. I was acting like
hey,
he was fighting.
I'm glad you got Doc James because you would have got me. I'd have looked over and saw that Seville. And you got, man, you can't roll my Chevelle. I'll beat your behind. And you'd have talked junk to me. You'd have rattled my cage. I'd have jumped right on you. You'd have whooped my behind. I'm glad Doc James got it because I don't want no trouble.
I sure would have got it. Hey, did you see that bitch leave up out them gates, Tim House?
That I said it.
You see that
guy so
down
Doc James' car, the front end jumped up, and then they blew the tire. I turned and looked at you. That Seville was coming, boy. I said, God, no. Man, you blew by us. I said, man, you on.
I ain't let go of the nitro. When I stuck that shit in second, I let go of the nitro. I was flying to up to his ass. I let go of the nitro, goddamn, with you snorting on his ass.
And then they were talking that jump. I heard a skin, and I heard a big drag. Mr. Willie always talking about if you're going to be the best, you got to whoop the best. And I was there. You didn't know. I was even there when Big Drag's car caught on fire. I was there, 131. I was there when Mr. Willie and them car broke. I was there, but I just stayed in the background. Y'all didn't know who I was.
Right.
I left it that
way.
No, yeah. I don't want nothing to deal with that. Shoot, Mr. Willis then pulled the car out the trailer, pulled it on the side of the trailer to start it up, boom, broke it. It was done. It broke the spring rod, the rockers and all that. It tore it up. It was done just that easy. It was done.
Shorty, I was just looking at that video the other day.
Tony tried to get me to come over there. I said, no.
What video you looking at,
Bugma?
You whooping that 9-8. I still got that video in my phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
No. I said, I don't know who this little guy is talking all that garbage, but that dude slick, boy. He just knocked Doc James clean out. I said, ain't nobody
I say, Tate, you know, Tate had that same white ghost. We was up in Miley.
Mm-hmm.
Tate was running on motor. They had a Mustang with an LS in that bitch. Was trying to run Tate head up. Tate them called us over there to look at it. Tate said he knew the expression on my face. He wasn't fucking with that motherfucker. I said, boy, that bitch can ride. But I knew that he can ride in my mind, but I didn't say it. But I can say it now. That was a long time ago. Man, that bitch can run like 830 on motor. A LS with a goddamn carburetor in a Mustang. That bitch can ride. Man, when I saw that shit, I said, ooh, look at that shit, Cliff. And, man, Tate said it. Shawty, you know why I ain't run him? I'm like, Tate, why you won't run him? Put your big block. They said, you know why I ain't run him? He waited till we left and we got all the way back to Chicago. Because, man, when I saw the way you and Cliff looked at that motor, I knew that y'all knew about LS motors. When I saw the way y'all looked at it, and y'all looked like, y'all had the stank look on y'all's face like, ooh, he got some shit. I wasn't going to be the first one to fuck with that motherfucker.
Because back then, Jimbo, Mark, what's his name? Come on, Sam. Wayne with the GOAT. What's that name of that damn crap? Whatever his name. What's that name? Some kind of white car. He had his white trash. Yeah, white trash with Jimbo.
Oh, that motherfucking ride. That shit can run low 80s on motor.
Yes, sir.
With a motherfucking little block. Well, he wasn't finna trick me. Mm-hmm. Who's gonna get me, Tim out?
Mm-mm.
Tim out, oh, we ain't shot at me, dog. I said, mm-mm.
Y'all created them all. E.T. win the race. Y'all gone, all those dummies. He got a little block. Yeah, okay. I got a big block that's crawling. I can't run that fast. Are you stupid? You think I'm going to let that motherfucker trick me? No.
And you know what? I learned something too, Shorty. When you got your car ready to go, you leave it that way. I was getting ready to run three lugs. Huh. I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, one of them guys, whoever I was running that day, I think it was him. No, it was, I know. What's it? Squinchy. It was Squinchy. I was running Squinchy. I looked over. It's both been Squinchy's boy or somebody driving the car. I said, I got that covered. That ain't no problem. I got that. I looked over. They put Tony Amato in the car. That would be like putting you in there, skin. I said, oh, Lord. What y'all want to do, Lombard mm-hmm. Fly? Think we should turn it up? And that was my worst mistake. I shouldn't have turned the car up. I had it all set. Just run the car, what you got and what you got. If you took off, you bit off more than you chewed, you're just going to get your butt tore up. Man, I left out there and turned the car sideways, almost took out the Christmas tree. And he was all over the track, out the gas, in the gas, all over. I could have whooped him just what I had in the car. That's all I had to leave it like it was. Boy, oh, boy, don't change in the middle of nothing. I learned that. Don't do that no more.
Yes, sir.
But we had some fun back then because guess what? We wasn't the biggest and the baddest. We had fun. We could race anybody. It's all about just having some fun. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's some fun.
What's up, man? I'm bad. How you been?
My first day meeting Skin, I said, Lord, he didn't even know. I was watching you like a hawk. This little guy be talking junk to you guys. Man, who is this guy? Y'all need to do something about this guy, man. I looked up, I said, they getting ready to race. Who? Skin and Doc Gaines. Skin? Who is this Skin guy? Remember the guy was down there raising all the hell? Yeah. That's who he running with, that Sevilla. Well, Doc got this. I said, shoot. That guy bit off more than he can chew. What are you doing to burn out? Where are you down there for? What they turn the nitrous up for? Oh, Lord. But, oh, ow.
I'm back. What I missed? I missed all the basketball games today, tell me how.
Yeah, mighty quiet.
Where they go? Yeah, where they go? Where they go? On the ladder?
Yeah.
Where they go?
Where they at?
Tell them, come on.
Come on down.
Yes, sir. And then Tim out. Tim out must have had to go to bed. That garage door must have went up, Tim out. We had to get in that bed. We got scared, hung up. The lady came. Hold on.
Hey, Shorty, who that Mustang you ran that same day? You ran that Oldsmobile.
Where's Charlie go?
I heard
him.
I just sent him that video, and before he whooped that 9-8, he whooped the Mustang. I'm gonna say who's in that Mustang.
Yes, sir. I'm back. What I missed?
Hey, who was that Mustang that you raced, Shorty, before you raced the 9-8?
The Mustang. Oh, I don't know who that was. I didn't know him.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know him. Was no big name or nobody like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I told Steve I'm finna whoop his ass. Steve, I'm about to whoop his ass. He said, man, you ain't finna whoop that mother. I said, man, please. He a goofball. I'm blow his ass out.
Oh, what you did. I just sent you the video. Did you get it?
Hold on.
Say, I just sent you that video.
Yeah, let me know. I just jumped in the car.
Hey, shout.
Yay, come on.
You still got the record in Michigan, ain't you?
Hold on. That damn video is playing in my ear. What'd you say, Uncle Larry?
I said you still got the record in Michigan, right?
Which record? You talking about the 20
and
a break?
With Lil Fluke. Yeah, yeah.
Yay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. They got that Lil Fluke.
Man,
Go ahead, Mom.
Man, you know, it was the suspension place that stole that video and was using it to promote their suspension parts.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Come on, man. There ain't no promoting. They did that, baby.
They were showing you. Yes, they promoting their parts. Hey, look at these motherfuckers just
I wish
just
I
stole
knew how to sue they motherfucking ass. Got me some money out there, and I'd extort them. Fuck it. And my lawyer on your ass. We can settle out right now. Take $100,000 and take it down.
George, you plan on wanting to make it?
I don't know. I don't just jump on the road like that, like these other guys and things, and ain't got my shit situated, got my nice room and all that, you know.
I heard that. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm only interested in going to Bobby's place.
Yeah, I ain't doing all the, you know, tell my nigga, let me come in your room. Nah, I ain't doing all that. Yes, sir. Yeah, I ain't gonna be able to do it. Yeah, I ain't gonna be able to do it, man. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Somebody might ask somebody in reserve one, but
all them folks, I miss him making. I'll see him at Steel. Fuck it.
Uh-oh. All right. Doing nothing wrong, huh? Mm-hmm. I tell you that. Oh, I'm gonna do that and get on the air. This be the bullshit.
Boy, that goddamn Cadillac looks so pretty on that goddamn video, boy. Look at that motherfucker. Just shine.
Oh,
man. Not the Polo Seville.
Yes, sir. Man, do you know damn near all them cars I named them? I named all them cars. Now, I ain't named
Little
that
Fluky.
Goddamn cucumber car. I wouldn't have named that car no fucking cucumber. The goddamn Steve. Steve named his own car. But I named that car Lil Fluky. I named Tom's car Ruby Red. I named all them cars I drove. I named it G.I. Joe. They got that Mustang. Man, I named all the motherfuckers cars.
Man, you jumped the fuck out that Mustang, man.
Yeah, who?
That Mustang, you jumped. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was over in the first 60
oh,
hey. Feet.
Oh, that's on that video, too, on Big Mark?
Oh, shit. Look at my phone. We have to look at that.
They're counting off them cars to that 9-8 right now.
Oh, yeah. I'll be on his ass. I'll be on his motherfucking ass, goddammit.
Damn, you got five motherfuckers checking this spot.
Yeah.
I was up in the tower with Cadillac, man. Them motherfuckers was trying to slide up in the tower and get your time. It's like, man, y'all can't come and you made the tower.
Golly.
Yeah, we made the tower lock the door to keep them parked. They probably showed it to them after we left out of there anyway.
Good God, nobody. Oh, get that shit? Get that shit? Eddie Larry, get that bullshit?
Uh-huh.
Bullshit, man.
I didn't even see up in the top corner they counting. They at 19 right now. You can't even see the goddamn Sevilla.
It's okay. Hey, look. I ain't gonna lie. I start getting nervous, man, when they count them cars off. I can barely see that motherfucker. I don't think I'll do that no more. I can't see that far. I know I can't see that far now. Shit. My vision way worse than it was back then.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that no more. I don't do that no more.
Ooh, that was over 10 years ago, Charlotte.
Shit, more than that. She don't know it. Shit. That's damn near 20 years. That's a long time ago now. Don't it show the date on that Big Mark? It should show the date on
that. Let me see. The video say 7 years ago, but no, that's longer than that.
Oh, hell yeah, it was longer than that. They must have No, you know what? They probably repost that video. They probably reposted 7 years ago because, remember, they couldn't find it for a while.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I don't know. I can't say it got erased, but they couldn't find it for a while.
Uh-huh.
So if it say 7 years ago,
this thing say August 14th, 2015. Well, no, that's still 7 years.
Okay,
8 years ago.
No, that ain't number 8 years. No, that ain't it. It was longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit. You know what? I'm gonna tell you like this. It had to be either 08 or 09. I don't think it was 09, so it probably was 08. Ron left here in 09.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be 15 years plus ago.
Okay.
It had to be at least 15 years ago. Yep. Because Ron been gone, he'd be gone 14 years in August.
Damn,
he
been
was
that
here.
Long?
He
God won. Damn.
Yeah, he been gone since 09. It's 2023, baby.
Yeah. Man, how time flies.
He been gone since August. That's what I'm saying. He been gone August 09. See, that's what I'm saying. He said that video say 7 years ago. And Ron was locked up 7 years ago. Ron was there. He the one bet the money on that race. You see what I'm saying? So that's how you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was just making up a doc. I mean, she had 10 hours no longer than that. More than 7 years ago. I don't know that. I know it was longer than that. Shit. That's a long time ago, buddy. I am bullshit. That was a while.
It's a shame that people motherfucker just sitting in a garage somewhere with no
hey,
rain and mold in.
It was sitting in the yard somewhere.
Oh,
it was
hell.
That's what Sam claimed. It was in a backyard. He said, man, it's just sitting in my grandmama. But he said somebody's backyard it was sitting in. With no motherfucking motor and train, no rent. He took all the shit out. I said, he got to be a dumb motherfucker. You know I could have gotten that car back, turnkey. But I ain't had the money that he wanted for it at that time. He didn't even want the car no more. He said, man, I don't drive this car. Come get this car. Man, you the only motherfucker driving any damn way.
He told me, I'm the only one driving. He don't never have no fun with it. He just gave Steve some money. He said, man, come get the car. I said, no, I don't want to owe you, motherfucker. You know what that man was going to give me that car for, Big Mark?
$7,500. Oh, hell no.
And guess what he paid for it?
Yeah, no, it was more than that.
$27,000.
Yeah,
he told me that cop for $27,000. And that man's going to give me the cop for $7,500. That he paid $27,000 for that motherfucker.
Shit, you probably would have made that back the first or second race. At that. It wasn't really burn up.
I wasn't burn up like that because that's an action. It was burnt up. I was really burnt up. The goddamn person.
Yeah.
The car wasn't really burnt up like that. Them motherfuckers were scared of me. A lot of them motherfuckers. I probably could have got some strangers, though. I could have went somewhere and got some action. Some bullshit, you know. But, yeah, I didn't have nowhere to keep it and didn't have the money to give.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, you can owe me. I said, nope. Never go around telling no motherfucker I owe you nothing. You lying motherfucker. Nope. Hey, because I thought you were going to bug. I thought you were going to say, fuck it, you can have it. Get here, motherfucker. I'm going to find somewhere to keep it now.
I didn't realize you were down there playing the pipes over there.
Yeah,
I can hear you in the
man.
Video.
Man, I'm snorting on that man. Snorting on
I can hear it.
I had been got off the mic. What? Man, I'm pipe on the motherfucking ass. That's a hold on, my cousin called.
Uncle Larry, you all right over there? Uncle Larry. Hold on, we ain't lost the host of the show, did we?
No, oh, man.
Yeah, I'm right here. What you say, Mom?
Hey, I was just saying, you want me to send you that video, I'll send it to you.
Which video?
Of that goddamn shorty in that Cadillac killing that 9-8 at Miley.
Admirer.
Yeah, the one where he gave the 9820 card we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Little Fluky.
Little old Fluke. Yeah. I still heard about it.
We ain't heard from Young Crooked Letter tonight, huh?
Yeah, oh, man, not the Crooked Letter.
Yeah, Crooked Letter was kind of tied up tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm back. What I missed?
Shawty, you ever hear from Baby Jones?
Yeah, I heard from him a couple of months ago.
Oh,
he
okay.
He called me out the blue.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't called me since. Hey, he called me out the blue. Talk a little shit, swallow a little spit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, talk a little shit with him.
Yes, yeah. Good. Shut up, Mike. That's why I carried him along right there. He missed the ball wide open, 22, and two.
What the fuck is you talking about, Leakin?
I'm watching the game, carrying them going on. That man wide open, he shot that number 22, five that pistol, and
what channel
they
on?
The game. Five.
What channel they on?
ESPN.
Get the fuck out of
here. ABC. It's on the basketball game?
Yeah.
They playing Sacramento Kings.
They would have won. They would have won. Wide open man by himself. Whoever number 22 is, he had a chance.
What did Lakers do with Memphis?
I don't know.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
Shorty.
Play tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, Leon, they not eliminated though, right? That play-in over, ain't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Play-in over with. No, that ain't over. That's just the first game. They just lost the first game. They come back.
Everybody left now got a 7-game series.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody on the 4 games. This was the first games today. It was about 4 games today. It's everybody's first game. Yeah. It's the most people's first game tomorrow. I think the Eastern Conference was today. Tomorrow the Western Conference first game, I think. Well, no, it might not have been because you said Curry, Golden State, they played their first game today.
They got 2.1 seconds and they got the ball.
No, I ain't gonna watch that. Then I'll go back to watch
this. I'll
go watch this
Bear Jackson. Might well watch the drag racing, Leaker.
Yeah, right. I'm tired, kid. I've seen enough.
Oh, now you tired, motherfucker. Oh, that bullshit, nigga.
Hey, Leon, when the new T-shirts coming up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Leaking ain't coming.
I have to put all my stuff on the side.
Don't got the ass pulled out. Golden State and got that ass pulled out.
Yeah.
They mad no motherfucker. Look, Curry trying to shoot a three and missed the motherfucker. He ain't even shoot the shit right.
He
don't even shoot like that.
It wouldn't work. The King just crowned there. Going over in the locker room. You better get yourself together. You got one more chance at it.
I got more than one more chance. They got 3 more chances. What are you talking about?
No.
This is the best 4 out of 7, Lika.
Oh, okay.
It's a 7-game series.
First one win, 4 games is over.
Everybody on the seven-game series now.
Yeah, ain't no more 5 games. Remember, they used to the first round used to be 5 games? Ain't no more of that.
Mm-hmm.
They done bumped it up for they could get more money. That young nigga, that was hot right there.
Oh, he could play.
38 points tonight. 38. He was getting Curry the business.
Fox wasn't fucking around.
That woman, that girl got a baby out there covered up.
Yeah, that's his baby.
And that woman got a long-ass ponytail on her head.
The series I want to see is the Lakers and the Grizzlies.
Yes, sir.
Because they got a bone to pick with each other.
Hey, that's what everybody want to see. And get what?
Yep.
I want the Lakers to win, but they ain't going to win. I'm Grizzlies too much for them. Mm-hmm. I'm Grizzlies too much for him, kid. I want him to win, though. I wouldn't bet my money if the Lakers don't win.
Hey, it's jumping over there.
Yeah, Fox, the Kings at the crib.
Fox them hot. Oh, that's why. Fox them hot. Fox is hot. Look at that. The piece don't even won't go nowhere. Somebody got an orange jersey on. They get their ass out and just got the shit flushed.
All right.
Yeah, I know damn well you ain't on the phone eating again.
Yeah, I'm eating again. I ain't going to lie to you.
You trying to blow up over there.
Yeah. I'm going to get my weight up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of motherfuckers talking about I'm winning races because I'm light. I'm sick of it.
Well, if you don't win the race, then they say you ain't shit. You ain't never been shit. So,
All right. What about that?
That's good right about now.
I'm Joe Easton.
Sounds good. I want something to eat. I don't know what. I might go bump me off a bowl of popcorn or something. I saw my laundry, but I don't think I'm
there. Ain't no
bad.
There ain't no goddamn food.
I hit that mother and shower.
Popcorn ain't no food, motherfucker.
Well, that's just a nip. I get a little nip. Still looking at that ET. Not too bad for old time. What happened to the show? The show went off? They got a show and you don't hear nobody talking about you and you eat. What the hell Ed and them got going on, man?
And then talked out. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna shut that laundry down and save it for tomorrow. Shit. I'm ready to get my ass in the bed. I'm gonna put them wipes in the dryer. I'm gonna call it a night.
Call it a night, laundry man.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I forgot. Damn, well, they should call me. He called me this morning. Call me, Dad, when you get up. Ooh, and I did. I'm mad, Dad.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'm all fucked up, Lisa.
Yeah, he did call me. Told me yesterday, shit. You know, when I get the fuck on that hot rod, I ain't, man, my mind ain't set nowhere.
That's what I be telling them hoes. I'm saying, when I get the fuck on that hot rod, fuck with them dips, bitch, I ain't setting you. I don't want no pussy or nothing. I wanted it, but I couldn't come get it. Man, it's going to be storming all in the cab.
Mm-hmm. You got the severe weather.
Rockford, all that old shit. It's going to be storming over there. It ain't coming over here. Thunderstorm. Winnebago. Boom, the cab, all that old shit. Well, on Sunday light, motherfucker. We don't give a fuck. Go on Sunday, motherfucker. We don't give a fuck. It ain't coming over here. That don't come over here.
Where is Tim out?
Yeah, it's going to be 52 degrees tomorrow. 70% chance of rain. 90% in the morning. And I came out going to sleep. That garage went up. Deadly police shooting over here, baby. Chicago.
On the west side,
baby.
Oh,
there was three
loads.
West side.
Oh, by tomorrow evening, 11 o'clock, it'll be 50-something degrees. That's okay.